So what do the bionic ear and the flaps on a Boeing Dreamliner 787 have in common? They're just two of the innovations developed within Australia's network of cooperative research centres. These CRCs, which bring together researchers from across the nation, have traditionally covered not just commercial endeavours, but also public good aims, such as improving bushfire responses and other projects like tackling Indigenous health. Now there's concern that changes recently unveiled by the federal government will spell the end of these public good CRCs. Tony Peacock is the chief executive of the association representing all the CRCs and joins us to explain. Tony, first of all, can you explain the changes the federal government has made to CRCs?
Oh, hi, Patricia. Yes, it's a 25-year-old program, the CRC program. It's reviewed every 5 years, and the most recent review has sought to sharpen up the focus on commercial research to try and make sure that CRCs, which are funded out of the industry department, are more, I guess, industrially aligned to our business focuses. And the other changes they made is that CRCs can no longer be renewed. We've had a lot of CRCs that have been renewed after their 7-year term. If they're doing well, they get reviewed and can be renewed. And the third big change was that there's a maximum of 10 years. So you cannot have a CRC extended beyond 10 years anymore. It sounds like a long time, but in research sort of terms of those developments you mentioned in the intro, they take a lot longer than 10 years, of course, so that's a bit of a concern.
And earlier this month, the government's key advisor on CRCs, Philip Marcus Clark, told a conference organised, I think, by your association, that under the new guidelines, there are four public good CRCs that probably wouldn't make the cut. Which ones aren't going to make it?
Well, the ones that Philip named at our conference were the Bushfire and Natural Hazards CRC, the Remote Economic Participation Cooperative Research Centre, the Lewitja Institute, which is the CRC for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health, and the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems CRC. So our issue here, even though these particular CRCs wouldn't qualify in terms of being renewed under the new guidelines, but these type of CRCs have if they're not funded from the CRC program, we've got to think about how is Australia going to support this type of research going forward.
Well, what are the long-term implications of not supporting projects like the Lowitja Institute and the Bushfire Natural Hazards Institute?
Well, in terms of, you know, climate change, I don't think there'd be a week go by that some story doesn't come out of the Antarctic CRC. It's an extremely productive group. It's was one of the first CRCs ever funded. It's existed through the whole term of the program. I guess what the government would like to see is more government departments coming in and supporting the industry department to fund these things. That this was part of the review and something that Philip Marcus Clark was encouraging at our conference. I guess our concern is if that doesn't happen, if we can't convince others to fund it, where are these type of CRCs going to get funded from?
So if they can't get other paths, presumably is there a political campaign lobbying the government to try and extend their funding? Some of these groups, I mean, I'm very familiar, for instance, with the work that the Lowitja Institute does. Is there a case, are you getting a hearing from the government?
Oh, yes. I mean, ministers are very keen on them. Everyone is very keen to acknowledge that these four CRCs and others like them are doing excellent work. And so it's this policy of pushing towards just commercialisation or mainly commercialisation that is it's having this unintended consequence, I guess, and it would be good if other departments came in. But, of course, from a taxpayer point of view, it's all from the same pot at the end of the day. So we don't want to be playing games trying to shift costs around government departments or various ministers and then have things like this fall between the cracks. And this could happen quite quickly. We're at it's a funding round closing date tomorrow, so CRC people will be up all night tonight filling in, finalising their applications. And so we're going to see people not applying in these areas and starting to look elsewhere for how can they get support for this research.
Tony, thank you for joining us on RN Drive tonight.
Great, thanks.
And that's the Chief Executive of the CRC Association. That's Tony Peacock. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelis. Lots still coming up on RN Drive. In the drawing room tonight at 7:15, comedians, including a comedian, a German comedian, who's going to put on a show entirely in German, also other shows in English. I'm going to talk about, you know, that issue. Are Germans funny? Because this woman's very funny, so I want to talk to her about Germans and humour.